The federal trial of former Honolulu Police Chief Louis K. Aloha and his wife, the former deputy prosecutor, continues today. The two are accused of framing her uncle for the theft of their mailbox, but it's a case that involves so much more. Our partners at Civil Beat are covering each twist and turn of the proceedings, and joining us this morning is politics and opinion editor Chad Blair. Chad, thanks for joining us. And the case now moved into a different phase, the defense.
Yeah, that's right. Nick Gruby, of course, Bill is our point person on the trial. We've also had another reporter covering it as well. There's so much to cover, as you indicated in your lead. It's an enormous case, but at its core, there's allegations of conspiracy and obstruction. It's more than just stealing a mailbox. It was an effort. The allegation is to frame Gerard Puana, the uncle of Catherine K. Aloha, and it centers on a dispute regarding money over their family, and that's a whole nother thing. But the latest is that yesterday, Monday, the prosecution wrapped up its case. Remember, they took a week off last week. And today, Nick's down at the courtroom because the defense is now presenting its case. There are five defendants, both K. Aloha's, three police officers, and today was expected to be Catherine K. Aloha's attorney making her case. Some question as to whether Catherine K. Aloha might actually make an appearance on the stand. We'll wait and see how that turns out. But that's where we are. We seem to be moving fairly quickly on this.
And it's true. You know, you mentioned the prosecution rested in part of the defense case. As I understand now, at least sort of the betting seems to be that neither Louis K. Aloha nor his wife are going to be called as witnesses. Is that right?
And they haven't thus far, but there is always that possibility. And Nick's story from yesterday, which really focused on one of the police officers that already pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge so that he could cooperate. That was Dustin Sellers. At the very end of his story, he did indicate that Catherine K. Aloha's attorney could very well call her client to the stand. But we'll see. As you know, you mentioned it's the running bet, but it's also wise counsel that maybe they should not take the stand in order to maybe not hurt their case. There was, in fact, an effort on the five defense attorneys to have the case dismissed. And Michael Seabright, the judge, said, absolutely not. There's plenty of evidence, a treasure trove. Those were the exact words that he used. The defense attorneys had argued, no, there's just really not enough evidence to take this case further. But in fact, Seabright feels otherwise.
You know, I mentioned that CivilBeat.org covering a number of angles of this case. And Denby Fawcett had an interesting piece. It's on the site today. She writes in part about clothing selection, but of course, if you've been watching the K. Aloha's, the optics of this, it's an appearance that's sort of changed over time.
It has, and Denby, leave it to her to come up with this angle, to come up with something fresh, which, by the way, has helped tremendously by Corey Lum's photographs.
Ah,
yes. We have a whole bunch of photos. And if you look back to October 2017, when they were first arraigned, when you know the indictments came down, Louis K. Aloha, mind you, the former police chief, wearing faded blue jeans, wearing a long-sleeve Aloha shirt, vintage, sporting a ponytail. And then Catherine K. Aloha wearing Aloha wear, a lei. They seem to be the happy couple. And that was the appearance back then, almost as if to say, and this was the implication after Denby talked to a number of attorneys saying, you know, look, we're fine. We're innocent. There's not going to be a problem. Well, the ponytail's gone. Catherine K. Aloha cut her hair. Louis K. Aloha is wearing a suit. They are still color coordinated. But the wear is very serious. As Denby put it, you want to wear clothing like you would wear to go to church or to a job interview. You want to indicate that, look, we take this seriously, and that is how the clients are being presented right now.
And it's interesting, you know, you mentioned the that timeline of that shows not only in the photos, but also in sort of the attitudes around this case for some. The and Denby, as she writes about, sort of not only the coordination of outfits, but the, you know, holding hands, other public displays of affection, really just trying to get down to sort of swaying opinion. Something you know a lot about, write a lot about.
Yes, I do, being a politics and opinion editor. Denby brings up body language, and there have been a number of photos where Catherine and Louis are holding hands, or he will put his arm around her. There are no cameras or no cameras, period, in the courtroom, but there is a sketch artist, and we've seen some of that. But you do see the Kealohas coming in every day to court, and that's where the photographers are taking pictures. Why would Lewis and Catherine Kealoha hold hands publicly or in court? Well, the suggestion is that they're showing solidarity, that they're showing that, in fact, look, we are innocent. This should not be going against us, this court case. Having said that, Denby did talk to one attorney and said, you know, to me, it looks pretty contrived to see them doing this. So we'll see whether it backfires. But the jury is the 12 people that the Kealohas and their attorneys are trying to persuade. And we'll see whether that weighs on them. And who knows what the jury's going to do. We're not there yet. But we'll see afterwards whether they will talk and perhaps express their views, whether they were persuaded by the Kealoha's demeanor.
And meanwhile, that does bring it back to sort of framing that bigger picture, in that the prosecution, as you said, took quite a while in terms of making its case with all deliberation. Now we're into the defense phase, which really perhaps is not seen as going quite as long.
No, there is indication that it could wrap up as early as this week. Of course, we're talking about the defense, not the entire trial.
Right.
How long the jury might take to deliberate is another matter. But it seems to be going faster than we expected, at least as of today. There is a new attorney, Earl Partington, working for Catherine Kealoha. That's another new development in the case.
New developments, twists and turns as they occur. We'll keep you on top of them. And civilbeat.org is the place to stay on top of that. Chad Blair, politics and opinion editor at Civil Beat. Chad, thanks for joining us today.
Anytime, Bill.
All right. You can read a lot more about the Kealoha trial at Civil Beat, as I said, from Nick Gruby's daily coverage, Denby Fawcett's take on outfit coordination, and more, all at civilbeat.org.